So fortunate this year again to have with us our friend Art Hare, also from Seattle, who is one of the best, if not the best, teacher of Scandinavian folk dance.
Wait and see.
That's right. And I guess I'd have to say that our combined objective for the evening here is to send you all away with the awareness that there is more to Scandinavian folk music and dance than simply schottische, polka, and waltz. In fact, that is possibly, you could say, the tip of the iceberg only, depending on what point in Scandinavia you're speaking from, I imagine. Okay, we're going to give you an example of the lower portion of that iceberg right now. That was a Swedish mazurka dance in three-quarter time, but doesn't sound much like a waltz, wouldn't you agree? The way we like to structure this evening is to first just play a few tunes for you, kind of a representation of what we play. We do Scandinavian folk music, and it happens to be mainly with a Swedish emphasis, as it turns out, but we also play Norwegian and a little Finnish and a little Danish also. So we'll give you a few tunes, and then we're going to take a break, and we'll have Art demonstrate a few of the more intricate steps. And then we'll play a few more tunes, and then we'll ask everybody to stand up and push the benches back, and we'll turn it over to Art for some folk dance instruction. So we'll get everybody involved, hopefully. Okay. So what we're going to do next is what amounts to, I guess, the Norwegian counterpart of a Swedish shot. Thank you. I would make some effort to try and point out differences between a Norwegian Rhinelander and a Swedish Schottische, but I can't very well, and so I'll just make a very off the top of my head type of comment for comparison, and that is, when you think of a Norwegian Rhinelander, you could probably get in your mind the image of taffy and pulling taffy. It's sort of, you know, this way and continuous, and you know, just kind of oozes along. Whereas whereas a Swedish Schottische is a little bit more like what you, some of you just bought out there, popcorn. That's more bup bup up bup up bup up bup up bup bum. And so, in fact, this next tune is a Schottische, and it comes from the other border of Sweden, and it also comes from the far north. So it's from up there where the Finnish culture and the Swedish culture kind of mingle, and the name of the tune is Samalot, which is literally lap tune. Lap as in Lapland. So here is Samalot. Did you catch that distinction there? Taffy and popcorn, wasn't that what you thought of right away? Okay, we're going to do another tune from Sweden now, and this is a different rhythm, also from the lower part of the iceberg. This is what's known as a polska rhythm, and there are hundreds of variations. The word Polska actually means Polish, so I guess, I don't know what the origin of this dance is, but it exists in many, many variations throughout the country. What we're going to do now is a tune for a relatively modern version of that known as a humbo, and it's a real schmaltzy type of tune here, so start swaying back and forth if you like. Thank you. thank you very much. Before we play this next variation of a polska, I think I might point out that Speldosan, the name of our group, means the musical box, literally, in Swedish. And the names of those of us here are Leslie Ulig, Mary Nelson, Karin Osborne, Trolla Nation, Dave Haller on guitar, and my name is Irene Myers. And Karin and I are now going to remove ourselves a little bit here and try to do this second polska variation for you. It's referred to as a brud polska, which translates as bride's polska. And it's curiously in a minor key. I don't know how to explain that, but it just seems that a number of wedding tunes from Sweden are in a minor key. So, here we go. Thanks very much. Well, we're going to do one more tune here before we give you the visual added to the audio here. And it's going to be a tune that is specifically for a Danish dance known as a Sønderhoning. The tune is actually one that we learned from a recording done by a group from the Faroe Islands. Who knows where the Faroe Islands are? Well, they're somewhere in the Atlantic, sort of form a triangle with Scotland and Norway, sort of north up there. Is that right? Right. So, and in fact, it's really interesting because this group has toured in this country a couple of times, and members of the group seem to come from everywhere. It's sort of a channel is what this group is, and people come from all the Scandinavian countries and also the United States and sort of form this wonderful group. So, from the Faroe Islands, Sønderhoning, a Danish tune, and we play it with sort of a Swedish tempo. How do you like that? Thanks very much. We knew this was going to be a receptive audience. What did we tell you? Okay, so now we're going to have Art come up and join us, Art Hare. And we'll sort of let him describe what you're going to see.
Bedlam. saying demonstrate may really not fair because I'll be dancing three couple dances, one with each of the women in the, well, not all of them, but we're just going to dance. We'll be doing two dances from Norway and one from Sweden, and they're all really quite old dance, 300-400 years old, we don't really know. And it's kind of an interesting thing to think that some of these dances, just as some of these tunes, have been passed on for a couple of centuries, maybe several centuries, and in most cases they've been passed down word of mouth or orally, however, from father to son or mother to daughter. And I think each one of these dances is old enough to fall into a living tradition of folk and whatever. The first dance that I'm going to dance with Mary Nelson is called Kolbs, and it comes from the district right on the Swedish border in Norway called Røros, a mining town. If you've traveled through Norway, you may have gone through there. If you haven't, you might want to go. Røros Kolbs. Do you? How can you play your violin? I have a pretty good dance too.
Let us know when you're ready, okay?
Waiting for you.
Thank you.
do with Leslie Ewing is from Telemark in Norway. If you know anything about cross-country ski, that terrible term came from this little province of Norway that's been tucked away, isolated from modern things for centuries. And so the music and the dance forms there are perhaps, well, the things that I know about, they're the most unique, say, of all the Norwegian dances. The dance is called Gongar, which in Norwegian simply means walking or traveling or striding. And it's developed over a long period of time, so that there are jig figures. And we've just begun to learn this, so if we stop and ask each other, we won't talk about cold hands this time. What we're going to talk about is what figure comes next.
We'll play louder.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just realized that our next tune requires a start and an end with flute and guitar, and I have to check with Leslie here to see if that's really possible after that. Okay. We're going to play three more tunes for you, and just to show that we're not dealing only with the lower part of the iceberg, but also the upper part, we're going to do a couple of waltzes for you and also a polka. Okay, and the first waltz that we'll do is from Norway, and we like it a lot. We hope you do too. That's about all I'll say about it at this point. I guess it's time for a polka. And this is another tune from Sweden. It's a little bit unusual because there are four parts to it. In other words, four melodic phrases to it. Usually you get an A and a B and that's about it. But this time you get an A, B, a C, and a D also. So here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And for our last tune in this portion, we're going to do another waltz. And it happens to be one that we just fairly recently learned. And I don't know what to say about this either, except that it comes from Sweden. It comes from the northern part of Sweden, actually. And here it is. Thank you.
Thank you.